Over 100,000 children in Ireland live in low-income families that experience enforced deprivation, and they can't afford basics like a warm coat, like a meal with meat, chicken, fish or a vegetarian equivalent every second day. This is called consistent poverty, and the fourth child poverty monitor from the Children's Rights Alliance, it shows that the number of children living in these circumstances continues to grow, up from 4.8% in 2023 to 8.5% last year. Referrals to TUSLA have increased by 70% since 2019. Now, to tell us more about the report and its findings, we're joined by Dr. Naomi Feely, Policy Director at the Children's Rights Alliance. Dr. Feely, good morning. And I know you pull together and you analyse the available data on child poverty. So will you talk us through what it shows in terms of child poverty and the impact of that poverty on the children it impacts?
Good morning, Mary. So today, the Children's Rights Alliance is publishing the fourth edition of our annual Child Poverty Monitor report. What the report does is it provides an analysis of existing data and policy responses to child poverty in Ireland. And for the Children's Rights Alliance, we are really concerned about the issue of child poverty. And we use the Investing in Children recommendation, which was adopted at an EU level, in order to understand what is happening and to monitor child poverty in Ireland. So that means not only thinking about child poverty in terms of income, but also how are children and their families getting access to key services such as housing, health, education and early childhood education and care. But most critically for children, we also want to see how are children being enabled and supported to participate in society, and whether that's through play or in it having their voice heard in decision making.
There are a number of indicators which you use to rate this consistent poverty, and they include, I've said already, just being able to afford a second pair of shoes, being able to have a meat or fish dinner a few times a week. I mean, they're the basics that we all expect. Why is it growing?
So what we've seen over the last number of years, and your listeners will be aware of this, is a real cost of living crisis. So prices have gone up. And while overall inflation has started to stabilise and certainly not as high as in the last number of years, the cumulative impact of inflation has been at around 20%, particularly for low-income households. That means for families already on a low income, they're really struggling to meet those high costs to do with food, etc. For specific families, it will become increasingly difficult. So your listeners will be aware that if you've older children in your family, your food budget is going to be higher. So while we've seen those increases, we haven't seen a parallel increase in, for example, social welfare rates. Any increases that have been applied in the budget have simply not been sufficient to meet those increased costs of living.
I just want to check with you, because over the years, you know, there have been increases in the budgets. There have been changes to like free school meals and some other introductions from government. Has that made a difference?
Yes, that has made a remarkable difference. When we analyse the responses from government, we're very clear that there have been very welcome, measures introduced, such as ensuring every child in primary school can get access to a hot school meal every day. That is really, really important. And ensuring that school books are free. But we really think the government needs to ramp up the initiatives that they are providing and the investment in funding right across government in order to break the cycle of child poverty within one generation.
Another aspect of your report is this increase in referrals to TUSLA, up 70% in 6 years. Why?
So we don't actually know why there's an increase in referrals, but what we can see when we look at the data is there's been a 70% increase since 2019 in the number of referrals being made to TUSLA. But alongside that, we can see there's only been, I think it's about a 29% increase in the number of staff responding to those referrals. We certainly think in Budget 2025, there needs to be an increase in funding for TUSLA to enable them to respond to the increased number of referrals that are being made to them.
And Naomi, all this data, it doesn't just impact the children who are growing up now. There's a generational impact, isn't there?
Yes, absolutely. So if we look at data from the OECD, what we will see is that it takes 4 to 5 generations to break the cycle of poverty. If we look at the countries that are doing well, it perhaps expected that Northern European countries are quite good in terms of breaking the cycle within 2 generations. But we think the government can and should have greater ambitions and try to break the cycle within 1 generation. And they can do this by investing across a number of specific areas, for example, in education, in increased in ensuring that social welfare rates are adequate, and tackling the ongoing issue in housing,
All right.
in terms of housing policy.
Further detail from your organisation later on this morning with the launch of this fourth report. Dr. Naomi Feely, Policy Director with the Children's Rights Alliance, thank you very much. It's 11 minutes to 8. Back with business after this.